Here in Los Angeles, health officials have begun testing patients for a new, more contagious strain of the coronavirus, first discovered in Europe. They're trying to figure out why we're seeing a surge in cases here. One person dies from the virus every 10 minutes in LA County. And hospitals are rationing care, urging people to avoid going to the ER unless they absolutely have to. For the latest, we're joined by Dr. Anne Ramoyne, professor of epidemiology at UCLA. Welcome, doctor.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Yes. So LA County, as I mentioned, is testing whether the variant of the virus, like the one in London, South Africa, and Korea, could be spreading here. What do we know about these efforts and this new strain?
Well, this is very important. Los Angeles County, the laboratory is active, or laboratories are actively sequencing strains. And it's not only important to be looking for this UK strain and the South African strain or variant, should I say, but others as well. We're far behind here in the U.S. in sequencing efforts, and viral surveillance is a critical component of public health surveillance. And this is a very, very important moment to be doing it. We're seeing a huge spread here in Los Angeles. There are a variety of reasons that this could be happening, but it is critical to be doing this kind of viral surveillance.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the variety of reasons why this could be happening. If a new strain is spreading locally, how did it get here, and what additional actions should be taken to limit the spread?
Well, if the strain is if these particular strains, the UK, the variants, the UK variant or the South African variant, are actually spreading here in Los Angeles, which would make good sense, then they probably were arrived through travel. Somebody either coming from Europe or somebody coming going and coming back from Europe. But the thing is, it isn't just about the UK. It's not just about South Africa. We are seeing many, many European countries outside the UK have recorded cases. Denmark, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Spain, Sweden. It's been detected even in Toronto in a couple with no history of travel exposure or high-risk contacts. So this particular UK variant is spreading. And because we here in the United States have been sequencing less than 1% of the cases that we have here, as opposed to 7% or more in the UK, 50% in New Zealand and Australia, we are very, very far behind. So the bottom line is, it's very likely that either these particular variants or other variants that are similar are spreading in our community, and we just have not been looking for them.
And thank you for that distinction between strain and variant. We're talking about variants here.
Variants.
Yes. We understand things like holiday gatherings and possibly this new variant of the virus could be accelerating the spread. But what else could be the reason the surge seemed to happen so quickly here in Los Angeles?
Here in Los Angeles, we have the most populous county here in the U.S. And so you have a lot of opportunity for spread. We know that people are fatigued and that they have been getting together. There are a lot of people got together for Thanksgiving, and so we're seeing the effects of those Thanksgiving get-togethers now. And I think that here in L.A. County, we have a lot of multi-generational households as well, a lot of essential workers. So there's plenty of opportunity for spread. And once this virus gains momentum, it's like a snowball rolling downhill. It just gains momentum. It gets bigger and faster and harder to stop. So some of it is just the force of infection.
The force of infection. There's also this new data out in LA County that shows that some grocery stores are hotspots for the virus. And that's alarming, because going to the store is a trip that most people take because the risks seem low. What is your advice on how to stay safe in what is now some of the darkest days of this pandemic?
I think that the key here is, everything that you're doing today here in Los Angeles is more dangerous than it was a month ago. Every type of activity. I've seen estimates of anywhere between 1 in 100 and 1 in 50 people in Los Angeles are infected. And so even if you're just going to the grocery store, for example, or going to the bank, or doing anything where you're going to be in contact with people outside your household, there's a higher chance today than there was a few weeks ago that you'll be exposed to COVID-19. So I think the key here is just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. There are a lot of things that are still permitted here, but they may not be the right thing to do because they will carry risks for you and the people around you. So my advice to people is stay home if you can. If you must go out, make your plans ahead of time. Be very targeted. Mm-hmm. If you need to go to the grocery store, have a list and break it down by the sections of the grocery store. If you know where you're going, make it quick, in and out.
That's Dr. Anne Ramoyne, professor of epidemiology at UCLA. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.